This is Unpublished Opinion for February 14th, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, it's Simba's 8th birthday today. A review of Cinderella Man and Murder Ball. And hear Princey and I as we tackle the tower in Oakbrook Terrace. Well, hello everyone. It is February 14th, which is Simba's birthday. He is 8 years old today. And later on today, I think we're going to have a little mini party for him. So I'll be sure and take photos and put them up on the blog. Now, the next clip I'm going to play for you, I actually recorded part of the show yesterday while I was running some errands. I apologize if it's a little bit hard to hear me with the wind and the other outside noise. Parts of it are a little difficult to hear, but here it is. It'll include reviews of the film Cinderella Man and Murder Ball.
To run some errands on my day off, since it is Lincoln's birthday, and I thought I would try and do the parts of the podcast while I'm walking. Multitasking. I have a lot of things to do today, some big plans for the day, including massive cleansing of the entire apartment, which may take many hours and chisels and maybe flamethrowers, who knows. It's pretty bad. So my first stop is to return my shoes, so I have to go to UPS to drop off the prepaid Zappos box. Find Zappos.com to see me that the place to buy shoes. They have a lot of styles and wide width, which is hard to find in the stores. And I have wide feet, so this is a good thing. Especially when I try and find running shoes, if I go to a regular running store, they'll have the brand that I use, the ASICS Gel Cumulus, but they won't have in the wide width. Hopefully they'll have the return with the smaller size fence in a couple days. So it's a really great resource, especially for, like I said, you have wide feet. They have a lot of great options. And it's not just athletic shoes. They have all kinds of dress shoes and boots and other things if you're, looking for things like that. Okay, so I'd like to do a review of a video that I watched, which is Cinderella Man. I rented it for the specific reason that Paul Giamatti is nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his role. He plays the manager, coach, whatever you call it in boxing, the little guy that, sits in the corner behind the boxer and gives him encouragement and wipes his blood off, all that good stuff. Not the biggest boxing fan, but this is sort of one of those sport movies that is sort of a feel-good type movie. Where you spend the whole movie sort of rooting for the underdog and hope that at the end he'll overcome all of the obstacles and barriers that he has to be victorious. feel-good movie. You know, you have to be in the right kind of mood to watch that type of film, I think, because, you know, they're a little overdone, and they can be more predictable. But I think the acting in here was pretty good, so it wasn't too overly cheesy like some films have been, with, you know, sport themes. As you probably know, it actually stars Russell Crowe, and his wife is played by Renee Zellweger. And Russell Crowe was fine. He was decent. Renee Zellweger's accent was awful. I think it was supposed to be a New York accent. I don't know what it was she was doing. It was pretty bad. And her part in it was pretty small. So it wasn't really, you know, too annoying because she had a small part. But like I said, the whole point of the film was to watch Paul Giamatti, and he was great. He was pretty funny. He had some great lines. And while watching the movie, it made me want to go back and watch Sideways, which if you haven't seen that, I highly recommend it. He's great in that film. It's a very funny movie. So overall, I guess I'll give this film 2¾ cat paws. If you're in a mood for a fun sport movie, feel-good kind of movie, inspirational, I would check it out. I don't know if it's worth renting just to see Paul Giamatti's performance, unless he wins, and then you might want to go back and check it out. Hi, I just have a drop-off. It's a prepaid. Okay, great. Thank you. And that's how easy it is to return from Zappos. Okay, so next up, I'm headed to the Blockbuster, where I'm returning the film Murder Ball, which is a documentary that I rented. It's nominated for Best Documentary for the Academy Awards, and so that's why I rented it, and also I had heard some good things about it. If you aren't familiar with the film, it is about a group of athletes that play a sport called wheelchair rugby, or quad rugby, it's also called. All of the participants are quadriplegic, and some have more arm function than others, which is actually something I learned from this film. I didn't realize that you're technically a quadriplegic if you have, you know, loss in all four of your limbs, but not necessarily entire loss. So, you know, a lot of these men had quite a bit of arm function, but, you know, maybe their hands didn't grip well, or they had some hand function, but their arms weren't strong. So all of these men participated in this game. And what they do for the game is you have to pass the rugby ball down the court and cross the goal line with, I think the rule is both of the wheels have to be over. And you have to either dribble or pass the ball every 10 seconds. You can't just hold on to it and go up and down the court. So overall, I thought this was a very interesting movie. I'm going to give it 3 cat paws. We spent a good deal of the movie showing us about the athletes and their personal lives and their struggles with family and their health and different aspects of their lives like that. So it wasn't just a focus on the game itself, which I liked. Prince, on the other hand, would have preferred to see a lot more highlights. Wanted to know exactly what the strategy involved in the game was, and they really didn't get into all of that. It was a lot more about, like, rivalry and their families, and, you know, how they became to be in wheelchairs, their background. There's also another interesting element to the documentary where they followed a young man that had only recently become wheelchair-bound about 4 months prior to the start of filming. And they followed him along as he struggled to try and deal with his new change in circumstances. And you see that he, possibly would be a good person to play the murder ball because, he was very athletic prior to his injury. And, he finds that when he learns about the sport, to be very interesting. The reason why they call, or the game was originally called murder ball, is because when they play the game, they have their wheelchairs are modified to be able to sustain very hard hits. So the players will bang into each other with their wheelchairs, and a lot of times they'll fall over. It's, pretty crazy. One of the participants, I think, equated it to sort of bumper cars. Because there's a lot of banging of the vehicles into one another. So it's definitely a very interesting movie. When I had heard about it before, I just assumed it was about, like, wheelchair basketball or something. I really had no idea. Never even heard of the sport, which is actually an event at the Paralympics, which are held every 4 years after the Summer Olympics. So it was actually pretty educational from that standpoint, and so I learned a lot. Like I said, I thought it was pretty well done. So I recommend you, you give it a rental.
Okay, I'd like to point out that I wasn't out of breath because I was tired from walking. It was actually about 20 degrees, feels like 12, yesterday when I recorded that, which is why I sound so out of breath. That weather is a big contrast to today, where it was 51 degrees when I left work today, which prompted me to go for a run when I got home. And it was the first time I've actually run outdoors since I went to California in November, so it felt pretty good. Okay, so moving on, next up, I'm going to play various clips that I recorded during the Tackle the Tower event that Prince E and I did last Sunday. It was 31 floors up the Oakbrook Terrace Tower. It's approximately 680 steps. And so what you'll hear is just various parts of the event. And again, the audio is not that great. I think the problem is that for both the Tackle the Tower and the part that I recorded yesterday, I had the microphone on a high intake sound when I should have had it on low because it's just picking up way too much background noise. So I apologize. In the future, hopefully the recordings will be much clearer. But here you are for your enjoyment, Tackle the Tower.
About 15 seconds apart so that people won't get too bunched up on the way up. So that's the only purpose for this clock. I'll turn it on and just every 15 seconds take off. You'll have to time yourself if you want to see what time you have for the total walk or run or crawl or whatever it is. And as you go by, I'm just going to cross your names off to make sure that you're okay going up. At the top, there's going to be somebody that will want your numbers or their names also. Okay. Now, there's not a lot at the top to do. It's pretty small up there, so when you're done and you're rested enough, take the elevators down and enjoy yourself in the cafeteria. Joyce, if you've got someone you want to go with, that's fine. So then in that case, two of you will go in 15 seconds.
Yes.
Later, two of you.
Are
you going to go together?
Yeah.
Yeah, got you both marked off. Anytime you like.
Starting now.
You have
I think it took us longer to go down than up. Yeah?
That wouldn't have done any good. You're already stupid.
You feel better?
I think he was a fireman all the time when they napping.
And that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can still enter Simba's Oscar contest. Visit the blog at simbasmom.com and click on the link at the top of the page that says Simba's Oscar contest. All entries must be received by March 5th. There are awards not only for selecting the most correct Oscar winners, but also if you are able to correctly guess the number of movies that I saw in the theater last calendar year 2005, you'll also win a fabulous prize. So be sure to enter. And you can also email me at simbachicago@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.